Next is a lecture on the Vedanta Sutra, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in February of 1970 in Los Angeles.
This Gaudiya Sampradaya did not take unnecessary trouble again. The Acharya Sampradaya, if my previous Acharya has written something, so he will not touch those points, but he will write something which can develop further. That is Acharya. Not that chewing the chewed. Somebody has written something and he is also writing the same thing. No. If he at all writes, he will write something which will beautify or glorify or magnify the former ideas. That is it. So, this Vaishnava Sampradaya did not write commentary on the Vedanta Sutra because they knew that already Vyasadev, our original guru, he has already written Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, and it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhasa Ayam Brahma Sutrana. This is the real commentary on the Brahma Sutra. But those are smarta Brahmins, they objected in Jaipur. In the Jaipur, there is Govinda Seva, Temple of Govindaji. The king of Jaipur took away when Aurangzeb was harassing Hindus and he was breaking some of the Hindu temple. At that time, from Vrindavan, the Govinda Murti, not only Govinda, Govinda Gopinath and Madan Mohan, these Murtis were taken from Vrindavan to Jaipur. The king of Jaipur, he was Vaishnav. So, along with the deity, the priest or the worship, those who are engaged in the temple worship, they are also taken. That is the system. So, they were, as usual, worshipping, but some of the smarta Brahmins, they objected that Gaudiya Sampradaya is not bona fide. Why not bona fide? Just like Dr. Stahl objected that this Krishna consciousness movement is not Vedic. Therefore I immediately protested. No, it is 100% Vedic. So, when the smarta Brahmins, they objected that this Gaudiya Sampradaya is not Vedic. How one is Vedic? Any Sampradaya, if you inaugurate some party, then he must comment on the Vedanta Sutra, otherwise that party is not bona fide. That is Vedic rule. One must understand what is Brahma Sutra. So because there was no particular commentary on the Brahma Sutra by the Gaudiya Sampradaya on account of presence of Srimad Bhagavatam, so they objected. So this information was given at that time to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Vishwanath Chakravarti, you have heard the name of Vishwanath Chakravarti. He is also Acharya and vastly great scholar. So all the Vaishnavas requested him that write a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, otherwise they are objecting that we are not Vedic. At that time he was very old, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So he thought it wise. He asked this Baladev Vidyabhushan, he happened to be just like his disciple, that I am very old now, I cannot go out of Vrindavan, so you take up this job and write one commentary on the Vedanta Sutra immediately. So he took up the matter. He has written many other books, Baladev Vidyabhusan. So he immediately started for Jaipur, Govindaji's temple. And this is the acharya, that unless I am authorized, unless I am empowered, how I can write? Oh. This is Vaishnav. Not that because I have got some ABCD knowledge, I can write something. No. Just like one civil service officer, Mr. Gupta, sent me one commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. Perhaps you know, you have delivered that, returned that manuscript. So I immediately pointed out that there are so many discrepancies. We cannot publish this. So they are taken back. So this big, he thought that because he's ICS officer, civil service officer, very big officer in India, therefore he can write commentary on Bhagavad Gita. These nonsense things are going on. Anyone, he has got some ABCD knowledge, he thinks that I can write and something. No. You cannot write anything unless you are authorized by the disciples. You have no access in it. So, this Baladev Vidyabhusan went to, Jaipur, and for 3 days, continually, he laid himself flat, just like we offer obeisances in that way, without taking any food and water, asking permission from Govind, whether I shall write. Of course, he was ordered still to confirm it, that Vishnu Chakravarti has asked me to write, but if you confirm it, then I shall be in that. So Govindaji informed me, yes, you write, I give you order, I immediately write. So he began to write this Bhasha commentary of Vedanta Sutra, and it came out very, very successful. Govinda Bhasha commentary on Vedanta Sutra available, this is in Sanskrit. But we are describing the same conclusion in our different books. In Srimad Bhagavat also the same conclusion is there. You don't require to read separately. Because the Smartha Brahmins challenge that you are not Vedic, because you have no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, so this Baladev Vidyabhusan gave us the Govinda Bhasa. Of course, other Vaishnava acharyas like Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, they have given commentary on Bhagavad Gita. But we, Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are benedicted by this Baladev Acharya Prabhu. And his life is that he appeared in the family of a Vaishya community. His forefathers were agriculturists. But he became a great devotee and great scholar in Sanskrit, and he has got his commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and Vedanta Bhasha, and he has written many other books, all in Sanskrit. So his birthday appearance day is today. So it is our duty to commemorate the activities of the acharyas and offer our respect and ask from them benediction for our progress. That is the system. Therefore, we have listed the appearance and disappearance of the acharyas. We should take advantage of these auspicious dates and offer our respect to the acharya. Thank you very much.